This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A felony hearing for three racial justice protesters will continue next week. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the judge will decide whether to continue with a trial.
A crowd led by Lillian House, Whitney Lucero, and Joel Northam erected makeshift barricades around an Aurora police substation during an Elijah McClain protest last July. Protesters told the police chief that they would leave if she fired cops involved in McClain's death. Prosecutors say officers inside the building felt threatened and that calls coming in for help went unanswered because they weren't able to leave. Defense attorneys say the three protest leaders are being unfairly targeted and that they were simply exercising First Amendment rights and didn't break the law. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado Springs residents will soon pay more for natural gas. The city council approved the change in response to record-breaking prices during extreme cold last month. The change takes effect tomorrow. Residential gas bills could go up around $22 a month. A San Miguel County commissioner provided a local perspective to Congress on oil and gas leasing. Commissioner Hillary Cooper says currently companies purchase leases at low rates and pay taxpayers low, outdated royalties. And she says the trade-off isn't always worth it.
When an acre of public land is under lease, we, the public, have no access, and the land is no longer managed for multi-use.
She testified at a House subcommittee hearing Tuesday in support of bills aimed at modernizing energy development laws. This is CPR News.